Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back with my Faith and Freedom Show. We're going to talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Before I went to the break, I gave you our toll-free number, 888-850-1872. Tilikum, the killer whale. Very tragic situation. Again, the death of Don Branchot, who they say did not follow protocol. There are certain behaviors you do that will basically protect your life. We see people who they're just living on the edge. They enjoy the animals. They enjoy God's creation. Sometimes they think that evolved from nothing. But notwithstanding that, they enjoy the creation of Almighty God, the great designer, and an awesome display of his wonders. And they like to participate and play, and they swim over stingrays and things like that. So there's some tragedies that we've seen when we just get too close to some very dangerous stuff that we're supposed to be enjoying from a little bit of a distance. So it's very tragic. Yes, she got down close to the water, had her ponytail dangling before the killer whale and got pulled in the water. So what are you going to do? What do you do with the killer whale that drowns human beings? And why would you do it? I think I'll let that float there, and I might just come back to him a little bit just to see what people think. I posed another question, Purim. Purim. That's a festival that's going to be starting tonight. Does anybody know what that is? 888-850-1872. Are you waiting for a coupon? Is that what it is? You guys waiting for a coupon? I'll think of something to get you. In fact, if you call and you want to be the first caller to say the answer of the Festival of Purim, I'll give you a couple of options. You can have a copy of my book, Faith of Final Frontier. It's actually like I'll mail it to you. It's a hoot. You can get it for free online. I've got some other things that I can offer to you. There are some books by some other people that I will pay for and send to you as an exciting offer. So the first one to call and tell me accurately what Purim is. And you've got to do it before the next segment because I'm going to tell you anyway if you don't call. And no, wait, you know what? Don't look it up on Wikipedia, okay? No cheating. You have to know it. You have to know it. So I gotta have you on your honor. No looking it up. You've got to know what it is. You got to be a subject matter expert. Subject matter expert. The only thing I'll let you look up is something called Esther. Some people call Esther Hadassah. That's in the Bible. If you look it up in the Bible, the first one to look it up in the Bible, you can call, but you can't look it up on Wikipedia or BibleGateway.com. No online stuff. This is old school Gutenberg press kind of mechanism there. All right? 888-850-1872, the Festival of Purim. If you participate in it, especially, that's the kind of guys I'd love to hear from. All right. In fact, you get my book, you're going to hear something that comes right out of the same theme. It was a significant thing that brought me someday to end up on the radio. So what are the stories? I was telling you about something that's a dangerous thing that's coming your way. It's a crisis. Before I go to the crisis, I'm going to talk about something that's in the news. In Chile, there was an 8.8 on the Richter scale earthquake. And so we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to give you a little bit of information. But before we talk about that 8.8 Richter scale earthquake, I'm going to take a call. Caller, thank you for calling the Frank 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment? What's that? Say that again. Is it perfume? No. Purim, the Festival of Purim, P-U-R-I-M, is not perfume, and we're going to have to turn you up because I'm hearing noise on my system. But thank you. Oh, by the way, I recognize your voice. Remember, I'm the acoustic analysis guy. Billy, thank you for your email. And Billy from Dunellen. And what happened is you sent me a video, and it's such a popular video that it's bogged down right now. No access to it. So I appreciate Billy's a great fan of ours, and I appreciate Billy and his partnership and encouragement to 104.3 FM and Frank Talk Radio. Billy is definitely a supporter there in Dunellen. We appreciate it. But good call, good try, but it is not perfume. The number is 888-850-1872. And he did good. You see, he could have looked it up on the computer, but he's a man of honor. He's a man of honor. Had a little discussion with some young people over the weekend. Had a lock-in last night. You guys ever do a lock-in kind of thing? If you're ever in a youth group yourself years ago or dealing with youth, they love lock-ins where they stay up all night, and then, of course, today they're crashing, I'm sure. And we did some laser tag, and we did they went ice skating and some other things and rode around on the church bus and everything like that. It was a lot. Our number is 888-850-1872, and I had to have a little discussion about young men. How do you treat young ladies? Our young men these days do not, there's many of them that do not know how to treat young ladies with honor. So I had a little discussions with young men about how to treat young ladies with honor. And I think it was just kind of like, I think it went in one ear right out the other, but we'll see. So we're going to talk about this. I got to bring up an article with regard to this story in Chile. And again, there's a report that there's an island right off the coast of Chile that this is what they said. They said it had 120-foot tsunami. Now, I bet it's somebody made it up and it's probably an urban legend. But there was another island that said it had a 3.3-meter wave. And that's not from peak to peak. That's from the mean of the mean to the peak. So, the total wave height is 6.6 meters from peak to peak kind of thing, kind of wave to trough kind of thing. So that's a pretty big, a significant wave that's coming in. And what it is they've given a warning because this earthquake happened, an 8.8 on the Richter scale last night. They can do the math and figure out the speed and figure out what time it's going to hit places like Hawaii. So they've sent out a warning. Warning, danger, danger. There's an earthquake happening. It's going to have little ripple effects along the coast of Chile, and they've measured small little ripples. But what's amazing is how these things grow, I guess, over the course of moving across the oceans. And I guess there's a little synergy in certain parts of the world where different, in fact, somebody says the use the term synergy, basically the total energy is greater than the sum of the parts kind of thing. Well, if you ever have a wave that gets in phase, you've got parts of a wave, you got a little bit coming this way and you got a little bit going this way. And then depending on the angle that they hit each other, they can turn and cause each other to change directions. And now you've got double the power. So there might be a place like in Hawaii where they've got a much more significant wave that hits than even on the coast of Chile. So they've given a warning saying, that's a little wave propagation for all you guys out there, an elementary way of describing it. But there's this place called Hawaii. It's an island out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You may have heard about it. But they've given a warning and saying, tonight, be ready during this time frame, starting at 3 p.m., I think, Hawaii time, as they say, make sure that you're off the beach, that you're away from the coast, because something happened far away that you can't tell just now. You're not seeing the effects of it, but it's going to come and get you. It may be much more significant than the near-term ripple effects that you see from the initial reports. I want you to take note of what I'm going to tell you, and we'll see if this is something that you're going to have to be concerned about in the near and long term. The IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, considers a billion-dollar crisis fund. And you may not be able to initially connect the dots on this, but I want you to see something. And if you can start connecting the dots over time, you're going to see that this is pointing in your direction. If you do what we called in an acoustic analysis, we called it line integration. It's a little marks on this paper. And if you look straight down at that mark, it wouldn't be significant to you. But when you change your angle and look to see how that dot lines up with other dots, you see it's called line integration. And you can connect the dots and see that there's something there that you need to be concerned about. So we're going to do a little line integration. IMF considers billion-dollar crisis fund. The International Monetary Fund is considering a new multi-billion dollar lending arrangement it could deploy during crisis, which would offer money to countries, now listen to this, even if they did not ask for it. Even if they do not ask for it. We've seen this in the recent history in the United States, is that banks, in fact, in the West Coast, I know somebody, a relative of mine, went to a bank and said, hey, I know this math. I used to work for a company that had to measure how banks are doing. And you guys are doing fine. Why are you taking stimulus money? Why are you taking this? They said, well, they told us we had to. What? What? Who told you a private bank had to? Who was it? Was it the Secretary of the Treasury? Was it the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board? Was it some congressperson? What is going on behind the curtain? We don't know. But they were told, oh, we have to take it. No, you don't have to take it. I saw some legislation here in Virginia. They said, we're going to create this regional government. We're going to sneak this bill in at the last minute. It's going to totally violate all these parts of the Virginia Constitution. And by the way, delegate, the most powerful people in that group of elected officials, both Democrat and Republican, said to these guys who are probably less powerful, if you want to be here next year, you're going to vote yes on this or you're out of here. We've got power. You're out of here. So guys, oh, I'm important here. I'm unreplaceable. I had to vote yes. I knew it was against the Constitution, but I had to vote yes. And then they said, and by the way, the region, the local regions where we were creating this unconstitutional regional government, the regions could vote it down. They don't have to accept it. So I realized that I wasn't doing too much damage when I voted yes. And then when it got to the regions, the mayor said, we don't have any choice. We have to say yes. The legislature has posed this on it. We got guys who are in power. There's a little handshake going on. Maybe they're in a certain club. They got a certain ring on, or I don't know what they do. There's a little sign language going on that most of us don't detect. I don't know what's going on. But how come they're all marching to the same beat? And it's not the guys who are elected into office that are making these decisions. It's somebody running a bank someplace. It's somebody running a funding stream someplace on the planet. And the more that they invest or inject their fingers of funding, their funding stream, the more their flood has an impact on the planet. So what happens is, let's take a biblical perspective. The borrower is slave to the lender. Let's see what this report says. The International Monetary Fund was considering a new multi-billion dollar lending arrangement it could deploy during crisis, which would offer money to countries even if they did not ask for it. Now, how do they pull that one off? Dear Nigeria, you owe us $4 billion. Love the IMF. Don't know how they're going to pull that off. Under the multi-country credit line. Now, watch this. See these little key words? I want you to use some critical thinking here. When you see words like multi-country credit line, step back a little bit and think about that. Multi-country credit line? How do you have an independent, sovereign nation with its own accountability, with its own laws, its own people, have a multi-country credit line? How are they put in debt to a global banking funding stream cartel, whether they want it or not? And cross-country boundaries. Under the multi-country credit line, the IMF would for the first time make money available to groups of countries that it believed. Now watch this. The IMF is going to believe. We're going to come back to this. This is important for you folks. Nobody's going to tell you this. And it's a tsunami heading your way. It's trying to work its way across Florida. In fact, last year you saw some proposals to change your constitution and to weaken your rights, so that you won't be protected from the tsunami that's coming your way. I want you to tune in, pay attention. The number here is 888-850-1872.